I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome back to Dirtbag Baseball Talk here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, everybody. Great to be back again with you for another week and another week closer to spring training game starting for real. Obviously, this weekend, a couple of games are getting going, 24th, 25th, 26th, I guess it is. So that's exciting. If you're down there watching in Florida or Arizona, we're jealous. I'm not going to lie to you. I'd love to be down there with you right now. So, and for me personally, I'm heading back over to France for another season next Wednesday. So excited about that as well. So a lot of things going on. Nolan will be always in the studio just like last season. I'll be putting the call in from over in France when I'm not coaching and developing. So bit of a change, but hey, we've been there before and you've been following us, so greatly appreciated. Before we get going with this episode, like we talk about all the time, we want to give our quick shout out to the boys over at the Rip Grip Pro Hitting Training Aid that we use and strongly promote, and for being a sponsor with us here on Dirtbag Baseball Talk. It's the palm up, palm down device, slides over the fingers, seamlessly hides in the hand, and just gets you right with the grip and keeps you down through the ball, stays in the hitting zone nice and long for you. So on that outside, that up the middle and the inside approach, it doesn't matter what you do, it just cleans it all up for you. It really does. So, and then of course, our boys over at the Rope Trainer as well. That's the Rope Trainer throwing a pitching training tool. Lots of shout outs to everybody's been buying them off of our website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. Thanks for being, you know what, invested in your child or in your own baseball career. That's huge. Like John Smoltz says about the Rope Trainer, everybody from Little League to the pros should have one in their bag at all times, and we wholeheartedly agree. No question, we use it with our training development program at all times. So it's a big part of who we are, and we're real honored to have them being a part of the sponsorship program over here as well in Dirtbag Baseball Talks. So other than that, Dirtbags, like I said, hopefully you've had a filthy, dirty week wherever you are. If you were playing games, we hope they went well. You got up, you got after, you got dirty, and you did what you're supposed to do as a dirtbag, and that's be a leader on the field, within your team, within the game of baseball, and off the field as well, in your day-to-day life as well. It doesn't matter whether you're a player, a parent, a coach out there. That's who you should aspire to be. That's who we all want to be, and that's why we're real proud to have you part of the Dirtbag Nation for sure. So we're going to be right back here. We're going to be talking about the WBC. We're going to be talking about probably the top 100 of the last week. And we're excited. So settle in. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Big features, big ink, big savings. That's what you get when you buy an HP printer at Staples. Like the HP SmartTank 7301. You can connect, work, and boost your productivity. The HP SmartTank delivers seamless printing and quality color documents at a low cost. Plus, you get 2 years of ink right out of the box. And now, for a limited time, save $90 on the HP SmartTank 7301 at Staples. For the best deals on a huge selection of HP printers, go to Staples. Offer good in-store and online. Ends 2/25.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total average rates.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Noli, where do you want to kick things off for tonight's show?
Yeah, so I mean, you talked about it briefly there in the intro. So let's jump in with the top 100 players. So far, I mean, we're at up to 20. Obviously, tonight after our podcast is done and everything like that, they'll be releasing numbers 20 through 11. And then tomorrow it'll be 10 through 1. So I mean, obviously, it'll be interesting to see who the number one player is. I'd be surprised if it's not Aaron Judge. Obviously, coming off of the best season last year, Shohei Ohtani, he might be number one. I'd realistically put him at number two just based on the way that Judge went last year.
I've seen a few Trey Turners even out there and stuff like that. So maybe being in the Phillies lineup this year, I don't know.
Well, Trey Turner's certainly a top five player, but yeah. I don't know if I'd go that far. Like, I still think Mike Trout's a better overall player. And even last year, Mike Trout's numbers were still fantastic. So that's why I'm saying
40 home runs.
Like, yeah, I think he finished
29 games or something.
the guy's ridiculous. I mean, to me, he's still the best player in baseball. But obviously, Aaron Judge with the year he had last year, you got to assume he'll be number one. Shohei Ohtani probably number two. All right, so let's jump in though with what we've seen so far. Here's one that I don't really like. I mean, I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't even know what it's based on. Like, when you watch the NFL top 100 players on a yearly basis, like, it's voted on by the players, which I think is the way that they should have done it for the MLB top 100, because as far as I know, it's done by the writers and everything like that. So you get a guy like Fernando Tatis, who played zero games in 2022, and he's ranked in the top 25. You get Jacob deGrom, who's 28, and he's played, what, a combined 30 games in the past 4 years? Ronald Acuna, he's at 24, I think. It was either 24 or 26. I can't remember exactly off of the top of my head. But a guy like that, and I mean, he's played, what, 80 games coming off a torn ACL in the whole nine yards, right? So it's one of those things where I'm a little bit confused as to how they do the actual voting for it. Because I look at it and I see Tommy Edman all the way down at 78, despite Tommy Edman being tied for 11th for WAR last year. Like, what are they basing these numbers off of? That's what I don't get. And the whole thing doesn't make sense to me. Like, you're looking at it. Fernando Tatis doesn't play a single game. So were they basing it off of 22 stats, or is it projections for 23? Because it doesn't even really specify.
No, it doesn't, right? And I think that's the where we've got a little bit of confusion, but also a little bit of anger too, I guess, if you want to call it that, Nolan. And hey, if you've been following along out there, nation, it'd be interesting to hear your thoughts and opinions on this as well, because just like you said, Nolan, I look down here and 26 is Fernando Tatis Jr. Well, he doesn't play a game. To compound over and above that, we all know the type of player he can be based on prior to that. We get that. But prior to the also the knowledge that he took PEDs to come back faster, if I'm a player in Major League Baseball, forget about the top 100, in Major League Baseball, I'm not loving that. I think they respect it the same as we do in this studio right here, Nolan and myself and probably most of you listening. But it's just like the Hall of Famers, right? We were talking off air. You know, Hall of Famers obviously don't want the PEDs in the Hall of Fame. It's been shown. I can't imagine players right now are going to be real comfortable standing beside a guy knowing that. I don't care that he served his 80-game suspension.
Well, he hasn't even served it all yet. Either. No. That's the thing.
Still got a month. I get that. Yeah. And so you're right. Like that one, I totally wholeheartedly, he's not in the top 100 for me. I don't care what he's capable of. You've got to go back in and you've got to have a hell of a season and you got to re-earn it.
Well, and the biggest thing to me too, for him to be rated that highly, he has to be able to play defense. And that dude can't play defense. Everybody knows it. That's why he has to make the position change. Now, I don't know what position he's going to play. Right now, it seems like he's playing right field. Juan Soto's playing left field. But you're looking at it, and nothing about the whole thing makes sense to me. Acuna, obviously, coming off the ACL, you got to assume that he's going to be better. But last year, it's not like he lit the world on fire like everybody was expecting him to. Like, that's why I'm saying, like, these guys, I don't really get the rankings behind the whole thing.
Is it a pure player ranking, or is there a little bit of fantasy emotion going on?
No,
in
it's
got
to be.
Right?
It's got to be purely emotion, because like even that, like if you wanted to do emotion, well, I could pull up Cody Bellinger's 2019 and still put him as a top 100 player.
Exactly.
Like what are we talking about here? Like nothing about it makes sense.
Jacob DeGrom.
Jacob DeGrom.
Seven starts.
No, 14, I think, last year. But either way, it was one of those things where you're looking at it and like, what are we basing this off of? The guy can't stay healthy.
Not,
I mean,
when he's on the
field, absolutely, he's a fantastic pitcher. But when he only plays half a season to a third of the season, year in, year out, because of injuries, how can I rank him as a top 30 player in the MLB?
Well, there you go. I look down at number 30 this year, Kyle Tucker. Number 30 in 2022 was Kyle Tucker, you know? There's a kid that's going and getting better every single year.
No, that's the thing. He just won a gold glove.
I'm not saying he's above 30. I don't know if he's above 30 or whatever.
Oh, absolutely. He should be top 20. He just won a gold glove, 30-plus home runs, 300 average, middle of the order. He's top five MVP in the AL this year.
Got to be definitely above those guys.
Like, that's why, I don't get what these rankings are at all. And that's why I don't agree with what the writers are doing. I mean, like the top 20, realistically, I think most of us can... Basically, once they come out, there's going to be a couple of guys there that you're like, okay, well, I don't necessarily agree with them being top 20 players, but like you're going to get basically the same things over and over. You know, Sandy Alcantara is going to be a top 20. Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, Trout,
Verlander,
Goldschmidt, Verlander, Arenado.
He earned it.
No, that's the thing. All these guys played the full year last year. And they earned it, well, outside of Trout. But I mean, Trout
Verlander,
still played 130 games and dropped 40 bombs.
Verlander was off the year before, obviously.
But he came
so
back.
So he's
and
earned his right to be in the top 20. That's exactly what we're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you know, Dylan Cease, one of the top three for AL Cy Young last year. And he's way down at, 63, 56, something along those lines.
Well, because even Manoah.
I can look it up quick, but, you know.
Even Alec Manoah, he was a top five AL Cy Young guy, too, last year. I believe top three, if I'm not mistaken. And, like, same thing. Like, he was way down there on the list. Like, wait, this is why I don't
Manoah's
get what
Manoah's at 57. Yeah. Dylan Cease is at 55.
Yeah, so right there. Like, those guys are both, based on statistics from last year, top 20 players.
Yeah.
Like, if they're number two and number three for AL Cy Young or whatever the heck they ended up finishing at, I know they're both top fives. Like, how are they not top 20 players?
Well, look at McClanahan down in Tampa Bay before he got injured at the very end of the year and lost his Cy Young.
Yeah. No, that dude was the AL Cy Young until he got injured.
Absolutely.
Like, it wasn't a debate. He was the AL Cy Young. So that's the thing. He should have been a top 30 player at the very minimum.
And he's 68.
Yeah. Like, you know, the whole
Zach
list.
Zach Gallen, 69.
And he was the best pitcher in the National League over the second half. Statistically speaking, that is a fact. Since the All-Star break or August 1st, whenever it was, he was the best pitcher in the National League in terms of whip and ERA. So what is this list based on?
that's really, I guess, the unknown factor or whatever. And it makes it fun to be able to debate it or whatever and stuff like that. And again, that's, don't confuse what we're saying here. We're not debating whether they have the potential to be that number. But for those guys that didn't play in 2022 or had partial seasons in 2022, you know, wipe them out. No disrespect to them. It's the fact that there's so many good players in baseball right now. There's got to be other players that can fill them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, is it a name recognition thing or whatever it is? I don't know. But, hey, for me, you have to earn it. The exact same thing is going into the Hall of Fame. If you're going to be in the top 100 players for that season, your last season better be top 100. And unfortunately, those guys there aren't, no. Years past, yeah. But even Jacob DeGrom, let's be honest, right? What is it now? Really, it's what, 2018?
No, that's why I said 2019. He's made like 30. I think 30 starts or something like that over the past 4 years.
Yeah.
Due to injuries.
And like, he's injured already.
Yeah.
In spring training.
No, that's the thing. So what are we ranking this based on? And I get it. The list says top 100 players right now. Well, right now, he's injured. Right now, Fernando Tatis is serving a suspension for PEDs.
That's right. And like, missed all of last year.
Yeah, so the whole list to me, I just find it ridiculous. But it's one of those things that, yeah, we want to hear your guys' opinion. Write to us, DM us, all that stuff, right? You guys know our list. It's Dirtbags. Like, you guys got to mention it to us and see where the heck you guys feel on these whole rankings thing. Because to me, it just doesn't make sense based on what they're doing. Because even that, like when they're talking about contracts and everything like that, it's all war-based. When you're figuring out MVP, it's war-based. That's what the top 100 players should be based on, is wins above replacement. Not whatever this fictitious stuff is that they're doing now. So that, to me, it just got us all fired up over here. We had to bring it up. So yeah, like I said, just shoot us a message. Let us know what your guys' opinions on. We'll be right back here after the break.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Noli, where are we going?
Yeah, so now we're going to jump in. So this is Ben Verlander's top 10 teams in the World Baseball Classic. So he starts off Dominican Republic, USA, Japan, Venezuela, Puerto Rico, Mexico, Netherlands, Korea, Canada, and Cuba. So obviously Cuba, in terms of what they actually have for MLB talent and everything like that, they should be a lot higher. But because a lot of players either didn't elect to play for Cuba or whatever outstanding reasons there were, they're ranked at 10. Because like I said, man, Cuba's got some good players down there. And this year, obviously, they were granted permission by Rob Manfred to play for Cuba. Obviously, America and Cuba, I mean, you don't even have to say it. They don't have the best relationship, right? So a lot of the players obviously have opted out for there. Canada, same boat. A lot of their players have opted out because I believe that they should be higher than a couple of the teams on this list if they had a fully healthy roster. But let's just jump into what everybody's kind of talking about here. You get the big three teams, right? You got Dominican Republic at one, USA at two, Japan at three. A lot of people were writing in saying, hey, put some respect on Team USA. We just won the World Baseball Classic. But, I mean, you take a look at the Dominican lineup. Like I know we've talked about it a little bit in the past, but, like, it is a just stacked lineup. And, I mean, you're led by Sandy Alcantara. If you're USA and you got to go up against Sandy Alcantara, like, I think he shuts them down no problem. Just based on the way that he pitched last year. Like, he was a dog last year. And they got some dudes in the bullpen that just come out there throwing cheddar. Like, Gregory Soto, if you want to use him as a closer there, Hector Neris, another guy with closing experience, Jose Leclerc, Christian Javier, obviously he's going to be a starter, Camilo Duvall, one of the better pitchers for the San Francisco Giants. He ended up being their closer at the back half of last year. Nasty stuff, man. That guy's throwing 100-plus miles an hour consistently with a good split. Like Johnny Cueto, obviously a guy with tons of experience. But like overall, man, you're just looking at that whole lineup. Catcher-wise, it's probably the worst part about that. They got Mejia and Gary Sanchez. Infielders, Willy Adames, Robinson Cano, Rafael Devers, Wander Franco, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Manny Machado, Ketel Marte, Jeremy Pena, and Gene Segura. Like, that is a dang good infield. And then to top it off, you got outfield, Juan Soto, Julio Rodriguez, Eloy Jimenez, Teoscar Hernandez, Nelson Cruz. Nelson Cruz is player GM, so I mean, I can't really see him playing too much, especially with the way that outfield lines up. You got Teoscar Hernandez, Julio Rodriguez, and then probably Juan Soto, I'd imagine, would play left field with Eloy Jimenez DHing. Like, that on its own is stacked.
It's young, and boy, most of those guys have already shown for more than, what, two seasons, what they're capable of doing. That's a good, good lineup, man. That is a great lineup. And really, the difference for me when I look at it is that pitching, a little younger, a little deeper, a little stronger than the American one, right? You're looking at, over on the American side, you're looking at Clayton Kershaw, you're looking at Wainwright, you're looking at Cortez, which is interesting because last week, of course, he had the hamstring strain, so...
Yeah, he's already opted out of the World Baseball Classic,
he has
so
officially?
That's the thing, yep.
Okay, yep. So he'll have to be replaced. Kyle Freeland, Brady Singer, Merrill Kelly, and Logan Webb. You know, good guys, but you're not seeing big names up there. You're not seeing guys that are going to scare you up there and stuff like that. And I get it. They're going to be under what? Maybe three innings, maybe four innings they're going to be able to go if they're stretched out in championship. They make it to a championship and stuff like that. So it's not... Kershaw and Wainwright can probably navigate that.
Kershaw's not in it either.
Oh, okay. He's gone. Yep. Okay. Well, there you go there. I mean,
yeah, Kershaw didn't get permission because of insurance reasons.
Okay. It doesn't surprise me. So absolutely. That's the difference for me. Cause when you go down their lineup, obviously, man, JT Realmuto, Will Smith combination behind the dish, Pete Alonso, Goldie first, Trevor Story's out, obviously, McNeil at second, Arenado, Bobby Witt Jr., Tim Anderson, Trey Turner, Betts, Harper unfortunately out, Mullins comes in, Trout, Tucker, Schwarber. Real good experience. That's a good lineup too. That matches up. The lineup I'm not so worried about. The pitching,
that's the ultimate difference.
That's really the big difference, right?
No, USA.
In fairness, we're not being mean or whatever and stuff like that. With all due respect, hey, we get that they're the reigning champs, USA. So you got to give them some love. But, you know, if I'm Ben Verlander, it's not about not being pro-American or no love. I think you're giving a lot of love in the number two hole. You know, you didn't just dish them and say, well, you're even below Japan or, you know, Puerto Rico or whatever else.
Yeah.
Your lineup is great. Your pitchers just aren't. Well, there you go. Right. Dylan Cease doesn't want to go because he wants to be able to get back to the playoffs with the Chicago White Sox. A young Alex Manoah. The Jays aren't going to want him to go, right? He probably wants to go, and he'd be a hell of a starter in that lineup or whatever and stuff like that coming off the year he had.
Glasnow, obviously, you know, he was a guy that they had talked about, but same thing. I don't think that he would have passed insurance just because of the injury risk, and Tampa Bay obviously isn't going to let him go, especially on basically the last year, his contract being a favorable to trade. Yeah. That's the ultimate thing when it comes down to is, yeah, the lineups, they match up perfectly. I got to give a little bit of an edge, honestly, just speaking because of JT Realmuto and Will Smith behind the dish to the American lineup.
100% agree with that, for sure.
Here's the thing, right? With the Dominicans, you don't necessarily have a true shortstop there. When you're looking at their overall lineup, just based on kind of the way that it looks, because I'm assuming they're going to have Devers playing third. So that would mean Manny Machado plays shortstop type of deal.
Yep.
Otherwise, you got to go Ketel Marte at shortstop. And honestly, I'm kind of surprised. I haven't heard anything about him getting taken off for injury concerns because he's a guy over the past couple of years that more or less has played center field and had some banged up injuries.
Yeah, that's so true. That's a good call, actually.
That's one that, it kind of surprises me that he was even allowed to play. But either way, though, one of those things where, ultimately, end of the day, that pitching staff for the Dominican Republic just puts it over the top. Because, even the pen for the U.S. doesn't really it doesn't scare me the same. They could very easily run up a 10 spot every game, but at the same time, their pitching staff could also let up 6-7 runs a game.
Yeah, and they're going to, right? Because, under normal circumstances, relievers and starters with their seasoned veterans like you're seeing on the U.S. roster, they're not worried about ERAs. They're not worried about that type of stuff that early in the go, right? So even in your round robin games, coming out of that pool there alone, they probably get through it, obviously, because they're the deepest team out of that pool. There's no question about that. Like you said, you touched on Canada, for example, right? You know, you're not getting a Soroka pitching for Canada because of his Achilles the last 2 years, and he's already got groin issues or whatever, and he's going to have all kinds of issues. I mean, an ankle, it messes with your brain totally or whatever, and you pitch 100%. Different. It's going to take him a lot of minor league starts to really be 100% confident again, right?
Yeah.
And so he's going to have issues probably the rest of his career, which sucks because he was a great young pitcher coming through. So hopefully he doesn't. Japan, same thing, right? We don't know enough about them because you've got a lot of the Nippon League players playing with them and stuff like that. Sure, you got Shohei and you got
Lars Nootbaar,
and you kind of have a good idea of with them or whatever. They're going to be just fine, just like they were for the
2009-2013. Obviously, they won it. Daisuke Matsuzaka was MVP.
Yeah, but so those are three teams that I agree with. I think you need to be there and stuff like that. Yadier Molina, obviously managing Puerto Rico. You lose Carlos Correa that we touched on last week or whatever. For the right reason. He's going to have his second child or whatever. That's just a no-brainer. But, that all of a sudden breaks down what would have been probably a tie for the best left side of the field or whatever. And that when you go Arenado and Trey Turner with the Americans, those two guys are right there. Those four players, you pay money to see them for sure.
No, that's right? The thing.
And like you said, and the only reason I'm pulling the Dominicans out, because like you said, if you do throw Manny back over at short, it's in all fairness, obviously he's an athlete. He's a stud. But it's been a long time now since he's played shortstop.
And he's been below He's been below average when he did play there defensively. And so, like, that's a thing.
So, yeah, I don't think he matches up with those four guys. If Correa is playing with Puerto Rico, those are the top two left sides of the World Baseball Classic for me. No question about it.
Yeah, and Wander Franco is still a hypothetical at shortstop, too. Like, it's one of those things where he's immensely talented, yes, but at the MLB level, has he proven it to the point where everybody's like, yeah, we can match them up with Trey Turner and everything like that? Now, sorry, I messed up the Japan winning the World Baseball Classic. It was 2006, 2009.
Yes,
2013 was Dominican Republic. But either way, no, like, it's one of those things where you're just looking at it. Overall rosters, like, man, if those two teams end up matching up in the championship for the whole thing, which I don't think would surprise a lot of people, because Japan, even that, right? Kodai Senga was supposed to be one of the headline pitchers for Japan. And, I mean, it's already been reported that he had physical issues when signing with the New York Mets, right? So that kind of scares me a little bit.
For sure.
And like you said, I mean, there's too many guys that play in the Nippon Pro Baseball League over there for me to actually know who they are to the extent of what they do.
Yeah, and I think, and like I said, I think that veteran lineup that the U.S. team's going to throw out there, you know, obviously you put Kyle Tucker in there as what, a rookie first time going.
Yeah.
But again, he's proven that he deserves to be there. There's no question.
100%.
And a good program, whether it's the Olympics or the World Baseball Classic or whatever the event is, it goes national or world globally every 4 years or whatever. That's what you need to do. You just need to bring up the right guy when it's right time and what a perfect guy. Perfect guy, man. Everything about that kid spells baseball. Well,
especially since it's going to be Trout's last World Baseball Classic. Absolutely. Probably, and maybe even Mookie Betts' last World Baseball Classic, depending on how they both age.
So, but that's our opinions, and so, yes, it's going to be a debate, and it's an exciting debate because it's right around the corner. March 8th, it kicks off, and we're rolling, and what a month of March it's going to be with that World Baseball Classic. So keep sending them in to us, and we'll be right back here with the curtain call questions.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer, Michelle.
As an entrepreneur, every day is different. My phone bill from Cricut, on the other hand, always stays the same. Without surprises, hidden fees, or annual contracts, I can work worry-free.
That's Michelle, everybody, doing business like a boss. Smile, you're on Cricut.
Real customer paid for testimonial. See CricutWireless.com for details.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Wendy's 2 for $6 lets you mix and match some of our best items, like Dave's single with a 10-piece crispy nugs, medium strawberry lemonade with a spicy chicken sandwich, spicy chicken with a Dave's single, Dave's single with a strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, if you're into that. Chicken Sam, crispy nugs, strawberry lemonade, Dave's, nugs, nugs, Sam, Sam. Whew. Pick what you want at a price you want. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's 2 for $6.
For a limited time, price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. On the card only. Single item at regular price.
All right, so here's the first question. So this is actually a question that I just thought of, and I'm going to ask this one to Kirk. So obviously, the Boston Red Sox, 2018, they win the World Series, but at the same time, they're... I don't even know exactly what the guy's position was with the Boston Red Sox, but basically he was one of the camera guys there that was suspended for a year for the cheating scandal that they obviously did for relaying signs from second base to the batter. And so anyways, the Los Angeles Dodgers this week, they go out, they sign JT Watkins, the guy that was behind the whole scandal in Boston and everything like that, right? So immediately, first thing that pops into your head is what, Kirk?
Why?
No, exactly.
Like, what is happening? The Dodgers, of all things, right? Yeah. One of your iconic franchises in all of baseball. Like, how does this happen?
So immediately, there becomes cheating with the Los Angeles Dodgers. That's my first thought.
Wow, exactly. You just get over the Trevor Bauer case. You throw yourself right back in the fire. What are you doing? You know what? That's where a Rob Manfred needs to come in as commissioner. Like, right? Like, he is the ultimate overseer of all things baseball.
Yep.
That's what the owners rely on him for. And I'm sorry that you lost your job by doing something that was requested of you by the players. Let's not fool around, right?
Oh, 100%. Especially when Alex Cora was the manager there. Absolutely. A year after being the assistant manager down in bench coach with Houston, yeah. And yep. They, obviously, 2017 Houston, everybody knows that one. So 2018 Boston cheats. This guy JT Watkins. I don't know how you're allowed to be back in the major leagues.
Like, I'm sorry it happened to you. I hope the players paid you off well. And it sucks to be out of baseball, but I just don't get things like that. It just does not make any sense. And then, of all things, an iconic franchise, like I said, as the Dodgers are, is one of the teams that does it. And again, especially after the Trevor Bauer thing. Like, what are you doing? What on earth is going through your head to make that move? Inexcusable. Inexcusable. It seems like every year at this time of year, we're just talking about the ridiculous things that come out of Major League Baseball that they just don't get right. And, well, you know, we just talked about it last segment, right? We're talking about the WBC coming up. Everybody's fired up. Hey, you know what? Whether I'm not a soccer fan or football, wherever you are listening, stuff like that, if you're North American, soccer, if you're a global football fan, Nolan has become one from watching the World Cup. Good for you, I guess. I mean, I tease him, I rip on him, everything else. But, you know, there's probably a lot of you out there listening right now in the nation that maybe you become one as well because of the excitement that it brings and the globalization of it all and really how it transforms your mindset as maybe a casual fan or a non-fan. And that's what baseball has the opportunity to do. Not only with spring training that automatically does it, but now you got the World Baseball Classic again. And then every time you get little negative things like this, why? Rob Manfred, step in. Dude, I'm having this phone call. I don't want to be having this phone call. Get rid of it. Get rid of it now. And let's never have this conversation again. Done. Because I got the World Baseball Classic to worry about. I got spring training. Let's rock and roll.
Well, that's the thing. You're trying to save baseball's image, and then the Dodgers, of all things, pull a stunt like this. And then Mookie Betts comes to his defense. That's even the worst part about the whole thing. Was Mookie Betts was, yeah, it's kind of hard to remember. You know what? You guys got to give us some credit. We had MVPs. We had Cy Youngs, yada, yada, yada. I don't care. So do the Houston Astros. No one gives them credit.
That's right.
How are you to stand on one leg and say, yeah, you know what, the Houston Astros cheated, and stand on the other leg and say, hey, you know what, we didn't cheat?
And we've said it for ever since we started the podcast in 2019. And you've heard us say it before on right here. You know what? Great. Astros got it. Great. Dusty Baker, you got it last year. I'll never respect any player remaining. So your Bregman, your Altuve.
Bregman.
Or Bregman, sorry, and Altuve. I just can't respect you. I just will never respect you because of being a part of that. It's just, I'm sorry. Once a cheater, always a cheater type of thing or whatever and stuff like that. That's just the mindset I have. But anyways, good question. Idiotic situation. Boo. Thumbs down. Los Angeles Dodgers. Let's go across the pond or across the land. New York, Nolan. Giancarlo Stanton repping in one field, Aaron Judge repping in the other outfield. Do you think it's actually going to happen when the bell rings for the New York Yankees this season?
What, like Stanton playing right field and Judge playing left field?
Yeah.
So here's the thing, right? Stanton won a gold glove as a right fielder with the Miami Marlins. I don't think it's a crazy thing to think about, especially with how much center field Aaron Judge played last year. Like, they still need a left fielder because they don't have a left fielder solidified. Giancarlo Stanton, I don't know if he can still play right field. That's the thing, because predominantly throughout his time with the New York Yankees, he's either been injured or he's been a DH. So that's the ultimate question. Now, can I see it happening? Yes, absolutely. Because like I said, Stanton has won a gold glove. He's still a professional athlete, still in incredible shape. I don't know what his arm strength is like anymore, so I can't say one way or the other. But, I mean, ultimately, they need a left fielder. They already have center field solidified because ain't no one replacing Harrison Bader. I will 100% go to bat for Harrison Bader being the best defensive center fielder in baseball when healthy. I say that without any sort of lies, no BS, no nothing, right? Pure straight face. Like, Harrison Bader, watching that dude as a Cardinals fan, oh my goodness, he brought so much joy to my face. You knew a ball that was hit into the power, I was, he's got it. No worries, right? So that's what I'm saying. So Aaron Judge playing left field, Giancarlo Stanton right field. Hey, if it works out, more power to him. I can see it working out. I can at least see them at the bare minimum experimenting with it for all of April. And you got to hope that Stanton stays healthy, because otherwise it's going to be a crapshoot in left field for the New York Yankees.
Boston Red Sox, Detroit Tigers, Arizona Diamondbacks. What of those teams plays 500 baseball? Boston Red Sox, Detroit Tigers, Arizona Diamondbacks. One of those, all three of them are really, really touch and go teams. Who makes 500, or do they all make 500?
No, only the Tigers.
You think the Tigers are going to play 500 baseball?
I say the Tigers play 500 baseball this year.
Well, Casey Mize just went down.
No, don't matter. I still think the Tigers play 500 baseball. Look at the division. Look at the divisions. I get that the Arizona Diamondbacks, there's a lot of hype behind them and everything like that. And I know I said earlier in the offseason that I still think Arizona has the chance to be above a 500 team this year. But at the end of the day, I'm still looking at it. You got Los Angeles Dodgers. You got the San Diego Padres. You still got San Francisco Giants, who I don't know what to expect out of them because no one does on a year-by-year basis. They go from winning 110 games a couple years ago.
107,
To basically falling off the map last year. Colorado's the only easy team in that division.
Don't forget, though, now we also have that new...
No, I get that there's less. Year, right? I get that there's unbalanced. Less games in division and everything like that. But I'm still just saying, though, you look at the Boston Red Sox. There ain't a shot that they finish 500. Like, Boston, just a horrible, horrible offseason. There's no other ways to describe it. Chaim Bloom, however you pronounce his name, he screwed up. He let Xander Bogaerts out the door. I get it that you re-signed Rafael Devers, you get a save face for all of 5 minutes in Boston.
That was like a giant situation,
what else did they
right?
do? No, that's the thing. You're based in, what, you're hoping Chris Sale can pitch again? Period. Pitch one game without getting injured? Right?
They couldn't even sign Evaldi even.
No, exactly. So that's why I'm saying, like, Boston's screwed. So Detroit, just in terms of, like, all the young guys that they got and everything like that, you got to assume they're all going to take the next step forward. I still like, 12 or 14 games against interdivision teams this year. I still like them to be at least 500 against that, because Kansas City's not a team that I think is going to be that good. Chicago White Sox, I got to assume, is going to be better. Minnesota, I still don't know what to expect out of Minnesota. I mean, obviously on paper, they had the potential to be good. But same time, like, it's not a team that really scares me, because you know Byron Buxton, he's going to play 55 games, hit 30 home runs, and be injured. Minnesota Twins, I mean, they're a good young team. You got to assume that they'll be good again this year. But still, I'm just thinking, okay, you know what? I don't know necessarily if they will be a 500 team, but AJ Hinch is the right manager to at least lead them to the potential to be a 500 team. And they won 75 games there back in 21. So it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Maybe they get excited for Miggy Baseball being in his last year too, right? Step up to the plate and get the job done for him. So interesting. I mean, for
me, they moved in the fences and everything like that. So I think it's going to help them offensively too.
Yeah. For me, I'd say Arizona or whatever. I just like that young roster or whatever. And that, but you brought some interesting points with the Tigers and stuff like that. You know, great question brought to us, and there you go. So here's another one, little step up though from that. Little step up from that. Repeating teams. Dodgers. Indians.
Guardians.
Yankees. Guardians. I'm not generation. Good job picking me up. Guardians. Yankees. Braves. Who repeats as division winners? Dodgers. Guardians. Yankees,
I think the
Braves.
Only team that probably doesn't repeat, honestly, is the Yankees.
Wow.
I think all those teams repeat. No, like, I'm just looking at it. The NL Central's a joke.
You don't think Bobby Melvin will get the boys past the Dodgers this year?
No.
Oh!
No. I mean, it's still the Dodgers. Like, end of the day, that lineup is still stacked. I get that San Diego's a good team, but Tatis, you don't know how that experiment's going to go. Coming back, obviously, after missing all of last year, still got to sit out a little bit this year. Juan Soto wasn't Juan Soto when he came down to San Diego. Manny Machado's another year older. I get it that he's going to be on a walk year, so he's going to try to outproduce himself. That's the way that I look at it. Like, I think he's going to put too much pressure on himself. You got an aging pitching staff, too. And there's not a lot of guys down in that bullpen that I'm lining up to really have faith in. Like, Josh Hader needs to be Josh Hader again in order for them to surpass the Los Angeles Dodgers. That's the way that I look at it. So, I mean, the Yankees, they're the only team that I can't say for sure are going to repeat, purely because I love what the Toronto Blue Jays look like right now. I don't love the offseason moves that they did by any means.
Well, we talked about it too, right?
Still.
Behind Rodon and Cole right now, it's not looking so good in that rotation, right?
No.
So you got the Yankees not making it a good. Okay. All right. Last question. Machado, Padres, they get the deal done during the season or after the season?
No shot. No shot.
Not at all.
No shot.
Owner
no
came
shot
out.
During, no
owner
shot.
Came out today.
Nope. No shot they
Was
get
it a
done.
Facade just to keep everybody calm?
100%. No shot they get a deal done before the year's over. Nope.
Okay.
Take it to the bank.
Do you
No, Manny Machado's
do you
Manny
he
Machado.
Gets his $400 million then?
No. He'll get three. I can very easily see him getting three.
From the
three.
Padres? No. Do you think they'll get it done?
No.
I don't know where they had the money,
no,
but I'm just
no,
asking.
No, they can't. No, so here's why, right? So they got Juan Soto, if they want to re-up Juan Soto or not in a couple of years. You obviously have Tatis's contract on the books, which is $400-plus million.
Yep. Bogarts.
Yeah, Bogarts still on the hook for $300 million,
and
basically.
And like you said, if the Tatis experiment doesn't work out, then you can always bring him into third.
Yeah, you have Yu Darvish, $100-plus million. You have Joe Musgrove, $100-plus million. Like, they have too much money to wonder where the hell did they get all this money from. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and even Manfred kind of said, hey, you know what, more power to him. I just don't know how it's sustainable. And that's one of the things at the end of the day, I cannot see in any way, shape, or form them re-signing Manny Machado during the season. He will test free agency. If they can re-sign him, they can re-sign him. We'll be right back here after the break, Dirtbags.
Hey, Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Noli, what do you got for a final thought?
So, Bruce Sherman, owner of the Miami Marlins, is a fool. A complete fool. Says that the expectation is to make the playoffs in 2023. Don't even say that. Please don't. Don't embarrass yourself like that. You can't expect that team to make the playoffs. You just got rid of Donnie Baseball. That was your only hope of making the playoffs, was a good manager. I get it. Skip Schumacher, he's walking in his first year. I love Skip. Obviously, former Cardinal, helped out San Diego, was good there. Good with St. Louis for the 1 year that he was there as the bench coach and everything like that. But at the end of the day, come on now. Don't kid yourselves. You guys didn't make any offseason moves. The Phillies look stacked. The Braves look stacked. The Mets look stacked. How do you make the playoffs? There's three teams that make the playoffs as wild card, and there's three teams that win the division. You're sitting here saying that you're one of the top six teams. We already said San Diego and Dodgers are going to compete in the NL West. Cardinals are going to win the NL Central. You got Braves, Mets, and Phillies. All in contention in the NL East. To my math, that's six teams.
And Milwaukee's better than Miami.
Milwaukee right is better than Miami.
Cubbies very well could be. Cubbies are similar to Miami.
Ah, no, they're not.
They're similar.
Cubs are not.
Arizona's good. Similar.
Cubs are not good. Don't say the Cubs are good. Cubs will never be good. They're not allowed to be good. Not on this podcast. Nope. No, but like that's the thing though, right? Like outside of the Marlins pitching staff, like, come on. Don't even try and kid yourself that you're going to be in the playoffs. Pay the money, pay the players, bring in guys. You're in Miami. Have a fan base in order for you to be a playoff team. Worry about that first. If you said, I expect to have 10,000 fans a game, I'd be like, yeah, that's a reasonable expectation. No.
Dirtbags, we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. Wherever you are listening around the world, we thank you very much for being a part of the nation, being a part of Dirtbag Baseball Talk. Follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. You can DM us with your questions, your inquiries. You want to be a sponsor on the show, reach out to us. Let's start that dialogue and make it happen, okay? Rip Grip Pro, thank you. The Rope Trainer, thank you for being a part of it. Go to our website, dirtbagbaseballnation.com, for anything and everything, apparel, merchandise, The Rope Trainer. Get it now. Have a dirty, dirty week, dirtbags, because unfortunately it is that time. Nolan, it is time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.